Welcome to the Sedona Soul Sister Show, down-to-earth discussions on metaphysics, spirituality, paranormal, and healing. The Sedona Soul Sisters are the most trusted psychic mediums in Sedona. They have offices in Sedona where they see clients from all over the world. And now, today's show with Roz, Ivory, Terri-Ann, and Melissa. Today's topic is the higher self. If you have questions and you pop in live during the show, you can raise your hand. We'll unmute you and answer it live, or you can ask it in the chat room if you're shy, and we'll still answer it live. If you're watching this later on the YouTube channel, there's an email address down in the description of the show where you can send your questions, and we'll address that even after the show. So the higher self, this is a topic I talk about a lot. I don't know about you ladies. You do?
I do. Yeah, a lot of my clients don't even understand what the higher self is.
What's your thoughts on what the higher self is?
I believe the higher self is the true essence of who you are. You know, that divine within you that a lot of people, a lot of times we can't access. You know, we all get like these intuitive hits, I call them. But to consciously access them is difficult, and people don't understand that they're separate, but they're together. Like, I believe you are one, you know, human form and spiritual being as one. And I think when you learn to come together as that, it's a lot easier for you to be able to access those messages and understand what they mean.
Did you have a thought on that, Roz?
The only thing for a long time, I never gave too much thought to that terminology or, you know, I would never say I'm a great spiritual thinker, you know, thinking of all these amazing things or anything. But one day I realized that when I was sitting across from someone and doing a reading with them, what I realized was that I was looking at them and I was able to see them directly, but I was also looking at them from about 10 feet and looking down at them and able to see everything in the room and everything going on. But I was connected. I wasn't experiencing separation or anything. And I think that really sums it for me. You know, it really, your higher consciousness is always present. Your higher consciousness is, if you allow it to, always functioning. It is the deeper, you know, parts of your soul. The rest of your, you know, your regular, if you want to call it that, your average consciousness, your normal consciousness level is kind of like in the here and now. But that higher consciousness is always there and it's always functioning. And it's always functioning at a much higher frequency. And you are in that frequency. You might be in the same level that you survive in every day and go through every day, but your higher consciousness stays in that higher frequency level. And you are one. You still are one, but you're blending these two frequencies together. And when I started realizing, I was like sort of amazed, and I started remembering back when I was a little kid and how I used to play this little game where I was outside my body up there looking at different things. I could see things. I could see, I guess, into different dimensional fields and things. And I don't know, to me, that's like the total function of your higher consciousness is being present and being a guiding force and being above it all.
I think of it like our higher self is another word for your spirit or your soul. It's the part of you that's eternal. It's the part of you that carries the knowledge of that afterlife, the knowledge of every lifetime you've lived. And I think that's what makes it so powerful. It's like that part of us
goes on and on and on. So when we are actually tuning into somebody's energy, I think a lot of times we're also really picking up on their higher self, because that's who a person truly is. Like, that's the part of you deep inside that never, ever dies, that never goes away. So I don't care what name you put on that. You know, the reason I decided we'll call this one higher self is because it's coming up so often in sessions lately. And we've mentioned before how we really do kind of set our show based on what clients are talking about, what people are asking us about. So obviously there's interest in that. Tyrianne, you were saying that you talk about this a lot. How do you tend to use higher self in your sessions?
Well, because I do a lot of past life regression, and that's been coming up a lot lately. People are really tuning into, well, a past life and what it means to them today. A lot of my clients are like, well, I'm like this today and I don't like the person that I am. And how can I heal that? How can I fix that? Because somewhere in there, their higher self knows, and I communicate with their higher self. The higher self knows that going forward, you're not going to be able to bring that with you. So you've got to really clear and heal, and they're guiding them to these past life regression sessions. So I always explain it as it is a piece of you. It's the divine within you, that divine, like you both said, that's always tuned in, the divine that has that information from past lives, from present lives, from in between lives. So it's really important that we as a whole start to learn how to, and we've talked about this very often, quiet our mind and learn to get into that space, because I truly believe your best source of information is your higher self.
So that's
they
good.
Know.
So yeah, getting in touch with your own higher self.
Yes. And how to do that, and how to slow it down, and how to stop that mind from just keep going, and getting into that space of quiet. That's really hard for a lot of people to do. And now the energy is so tumultuous, right? So we're in a really up and down time. People are having, they're uprooted. They feel like they don't have any footing below them. So they're coming into a space, and I'm seeing a lot of them too, you know, whereas I want to get into this place of peace. I want to understand how to stay in the present while all this chaos is going on around me. So that's another big focus, I think, that's showing up.
Yeah, it's interesting. For me, it comes up in several different ways. One way very common lately is when somebody is starting to die. They're having a heart, they want to cross, they're very ill, they're in a lot of pain, and people, they're not conscious, but the family feels like that person is hanging on for some reason, like waiting for a certain person or wishing something would happen. I have directed them to talk to the higher self of that person and just let them know what the family wants them to understand, or let them know it's okay for them to cross, that everybody's going to be okay. That does seem to really help, and usually they will just go ahead and cross at that point. Particularly helpful when they're in an extreme amount of pain, but they're hanging on for some reason. So the other thing that's also very common is that there's discord. And this is actually how I came to really learn about the higher self and try it for myself, this communicating with the higher self. I had, there was a couple, this couple, a married couple, who she did not like me, and she insisted her husband not like me too. And they were like on a campaign to hurt me as much as they could in every way they could. This was years ago. And my spiritual teacher at the time said, why don't you consider talking to their higher self? And we talked about that, and she told me her method. And I know this is funny to hear from a psychic medium, but I am skeptical. You know, I don't just listen to this stuff. I'm not new agey. I'm not, you know, I hear this stuff and I'm like, oh, okay, all right. But, you know, I respect her, so I'll do it. So I did. And about, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks after I started doing that, they showed up at my front door and apologized. And I mean, this is after a years long campaign of terror from them. So I was like, okay, all right. Since then, I have done that with some other people myself, that just to the whole thing with this, let me explain what this is. This is, if you need to talk to somebody and they are not going to hear you, maybe they won't even meet with you. They won't even let you talk to them. Or you know that if you try to talk to them, they're not going to be open-minded to hear what you're saying, or they wouldn't take it in the spirit intended. All of those are circumstances where I would recommend considering talking to their higher self. And the reason is because everything we were saying earlier, the higher self is open to hearing what you have to say. They're going to hear it in the best possible meaning. They're going to understand your intention. They're going to take it to heart. And what it does is it helps that person who's having some problems to start to see things a little bit differently. It helps to open their heart chakra. I've noticed it's not like, usually there's not like this miraculous change. It's like a small, you'll notice a small change in the way that they interact with you or treat you. And the more you do it, it gets better and better because they're understanding your true intentions, not jumping to conclusions or adding their own coloring of the intentions to it. So I hope that understands. And later in the show, I'll tell you like my personal method for doing that. Any thoughts? Do you do this, Roz?
I think what I don't know if I would define it that specifically, but what I do is I try just to send love, just to send the white light of love and ask that whatever needs to happen to these people, that their awareness expand, they become more in alignment and more in tune with the bigger picture of how things need to adapt and adjust for everything to function appropriately and in the highest and best good for everyone involved. So I don't know that I could define it as eloquently as you did. You know, I'm just like streaming it.
I'm used to talking about this, like this very, like how to talk to the higher self is something that comes up so often. So, and I've created a document I send to my clients so that they can remember how to do it later. Because to me, it's one of those things, like it's a tool you put in your spiritual toolkit. And once you know how to do it, then, you know, you may not need it for a long time, but if you have something, you know, you've put in writing, then you can, how do I do that? How did that happen? And pull it up again and use it. I have things like that. It's not like I do use everything in my spiritual toolkit all the time, but this one's been really helpful. And something that I think, just to kind of put it in a really typical experience, is couples that are going through a divorce. And it's really a nasty one, and they're not able to communicate, and it's harmful for the children. It's just really a bad situation for everybody involved. When the one person talks to the higher self of the other one, and I'm gonna talk about a specific example. Of course, I'm never going to give names or identify where these people are, but this is sort of a compilation of multiple similar situations. That there was a sociopathic or narcissistic husband, and they were going through a divorce, and the guy was hiding money, making it difficult, trying to use this money to make life difficult for the soon-to-be ex-wife. So I had them talk to their husband's higher self. And it's not like their husbands became these sweet, wonderful people. That's na-na land. You know, that's not realistic. But what happened was they agreed to let them keep the thing that was important to them. Like usually the wives wanted to keep the house because they have children. Children have friends in the neighborhood. You know, there was something important for them. They needed something, the house usually. And what happened was is that they got to keep the thing that was important to them. because they talked to the husband's higher self about it. They got their fair share of the finances, which looked like that was never going to happen. And things, they just, the nasty spouses just sort of left them alone. And I think that's a best case scenario in a situation like that, is that they just stop torturing someone. You know, I've been in that situation, and just to have someone stop trying to hurt you feels like a giant release. Just like, yes. So it's not going to change your world, but when you're stuck in a situation and the person just, you know, won't talk to you, won't listen, it's something that you can try.
Absolutely. I think that's a great point too. People don't think of that as like a first go-to, because they're just so sometimes in their ego, right? They can't see another way of doing things. And when you get forced, you usually get forced back, and that creates that energy. So that's a great point, is talking to someone's higher self, especially if you're going through an issue like divorce and you have children. Or...
So what, tell me more about, I'm trying to think about examples, because I know I have had people talk to their own higher self, and I'm blanking on like why I did that. Why do you normally do that, Terri-Ann?
Well, a lot of times, as I said earlier, it's something that they have innate within them that they want to change. Why am I like this? A lot of times it is a learned behavior, such as control. You know, you learn to control from a young age because that's what you're taught. It's sometimes a survival of the fittest, that you have got to learn to control your surroundings. Or like a good example would be my daughter. My daughter, because of all the issues she had medically, she likes to control, especially if we go to a medically induced place. I talk to her higher self beforehand, and I have her, you know, sit with me. We do some Reiki, some energy healing. And it doesn't, like, it's not like, oh, she's going to go in there kicking and screaming, and now she's all like, yeah, just stick me and I'll be fine. It's not like that at all, like you said, but it is a lesser form of that. So I can see a difference where, as if we didn't do it, you know, it takes five people to hold her down to get a needle in. Whereas when I do something like this with her, you know, I can hold her. She's more calm. Yes, she'll scream and yell, but it will take me only then to hold her. So explaining to the higher self, you know, that this needs to go on, and I'd like it to be the best way for her to be able to start to learn how to handle these things. With a client, a lot of times, as I said, if it's about control, I will have them talk to their higher self, and doing a past life regression a lot of times is really a great way for you to bring forward that higher self and to show them why they are like this. And usually it is from also a past life. These are learned lessons that we learn over and over and over because we have not learned to master them as we go along. But I'm hoping as we ascend, it'll change. But giving them the opportunity then to see clear and concrete evidence. This is your subconscious speaking. You know, you viewed this life and you were controlling in this life because A, B, or C. A lot of times there's trauma involved, so they can see that that trauma-induced situation in a past life also directs them to this life. Now, this is a lesson, again, that they need to conquer. But a lot of times, I think because of where we're going and because the energy has shifted so much, people are beginning to come in. They're beginning to understand higher self. They're beginning to understand the correlation of past life, present life, in between lives. So they're starting to see that it's not just me in this human body and these things are happening to me, but I'm able to then try to work on myself to personally progress out of this state. And then they can go forward and see how much, you know, they're able to catch it then. Does that make sense? Like if they are controlling, then they're able to catch it. Oh, so I'm being controlling again. A great example, I had a client recently who saw her when she yelled at her husband. Her husband, in the vision, her husband's higher self would start to shrink. And she felt horrible. You know, she was able to view that from her higher self then, not so much an egoic place. So coming out of it, she was then able to see, now if I do yell and scream and demean him, he's going to start to shrink and close off. and be unavailable. So she saw that change. And then she was able to use that, you know, learn how to catch it, learn how before she got to that blow up state to get into a place of then connecting with her higher self and learning how to come at that from a different perspective, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Go ahead.
I think an important point about what you're saying is from the perspective of medical events, medical, you know, things that we are experiencing medically, et cetera, our higher self is outside of the fear zone, outside of the, you know, emotional reaction zone. It's just in that spirit frequency. And I do a lot of, when I'm working with people who have a lot of medical type issues they're dealing with, or a disease that doctors can't figure out what it is, just to be in that, allow the person to put themselves in that higher frequency zone, relax into that, feel the light around them, and feel their intuitive side in that higher frequency of the higher consciousness suddenly beginning to realize, oh, you know, maybe I need to do this. I mean, it's like they have their own realization. Maybe it's something as simple as I need to drink more water. Maybe, you know, I need to stop taking this one medication and get something different. So I think getting people to a comfort level where they can reach and achieve that higher consciousness and reach into that place of peace is a huge factor for anything that you're dealing with physiologically.
For me, one other way that the higher self has come into play has been some epiphany moments. And my angels have explained, because I've asked them several times, like specifically, I'm going to talk about the one I've mentioned it before, like when I realized I'm a medium. Now, I've seen spirit and angels and talked to them my whole life, but I didn't know that meant I was a medium. It would not connect in my head. And that makes no sense to me. And my angels finally said, well, you know, it wasn't time. You were not supposed to understand that. But I'm convinced that like your higher self and your angels are communicating all the time, because your higher self exists at a much higher plane of existence. And I really believe that like my angels allowed my higher self to reveal that to me, like just allowed this block that was inside me to be lifted. And it literally was the weirdest thing, like rays of light were shining out from me. Like you see this epiphany moment, like, oh, and I remember saying, oh my God, I'm a medium. And then just sitting there laughing, like, how can I not know this? How can I not understand this? That was one of the biggest moments for me of realizing that you're not going to learn the information. You're not going to have things revealed to you until it's time. And your higher self definitely comes into play in those moments. It knows when you're ready. It knows when things have come together, when a door is getting ready to open for you and you need to know that piece of information. So I stopped beating myself up about that. It felt so silly for a long time. Now I just laugh.
My mom just recently learned from our friend how to visualize the higher self, right, Mom? So she taught her how to actually visualize, right?
Right, right. With the picture, and you look mm-hmm. at three different levels.
Because we all learn differently. Sometimes we learn audibly. Sometimes we learn by visualization.
The way I teach people and the way I do it, this is the way I was taught. This is the way I teach it. And I probably have revised it. If I pulled out what I was taught years ago, you can bet it will be different, because that's just how it is you learn a certain way, but then as you do it, it becomes your own. And I expect everyone I teach will make it their own too. But what I do is, let's say I want to contact the higher self of another person. I'm going to close my eyes, and then I visualize the face of that person, and I say their name, their full name, three times, visualizing their face. For me, when I see them come, their face, and they're smiling, and their eyes smile, it's always when the eyes smile, I know their higher self is there, because I feel it. Like right now when I'm saying this, I feel that shift in energy. And then I do not plan what I'm going to say. I just let my higher self be guided to say what that person needs to hear, their higher self, what's going to help them with their situation or help them understand my point of view or what I'm trying to impart. And I don't script it out. I think that's a mistake. It's kind of like when you want to talk to another person face to face, you know what you want to accomplish, but you're better off to ask your angels to give you the words, you know, and let them guide you. But it's been very, very effective, and it's simple. And actually, I was taught, I just remembered, I had a flash of this. I was taught to like cut my hands. Let me see if I can hold a microphone like this. And see the face appearing, like even with my eyes closed. And then I realized later, I'm like, why do my hands need to be cupped if my eyes are closed? So I don't need that cupping hands. I just kind of drop that part, and I don't teach that. Just visualizing the face, waiting to see it clearly, seeing them smile, seeing their eyes smile. And I know that most people are not going to feel the energy of that higher self come in, which is why I thought it was good to have a visual cue, which has always been the eyes smile too. And I don't know what that has to do with it, but that's my personal method. What do you do, Terri-Ann?
Well, even for something simple, like I had taught my mom, close your eyes, put your hands over your heart, go into your, feel your heart breathing, feel that heart space. And then I ask her to ask herself, dear me, and listen, feel, know, whatever, however you intuit messages, what comes, you know. Or sometimes I even teach her how to ask, and I teach my clients too, a very simple way is I ask my body, my mind, and my soul, what do you need today? I wake up in the morning, I do my spiritual routine, I say, what body, mind, and soul, what do you need today? And I listen for the messages that I receive. And I teach clients that because I think that's a really simple way for them to start to get in touch with that. Also by meditation, going into a small meditation. I'm really getting in, because I think like Roz said, you know, your higher self is at a frequency and we're at a frequency and we have to meet up there. So by bringing yourself into a light meditation, a light hypnotrance, you're able to transcend and go higher and get to that space and receive those messages easier. So I also like to use, for some of the harder, more difficult clients, a guided meditation that'll work for them.
That's great. That's a really important point, I think. If you are all shook up, you're nervous, you're scared, you're upset, your frequency drops down, it's going to be very hard to connect with a higher self, which is way up here.
Or they're trying so hard, you know, they really want to hear something or feel something and they're trying so hard and nothing's coming. So that can be frustrating, and that frustration is lower frequency, so it puts you down below. But it is like anything else, and we've talked about this before with our psychic abilities, it is a practice. It's something that you need to do daily. It's like anything else, like when you exercise and you walk, you can't just walk 10 miles, you have to walk, you know, 3 miles and then get up to 10 miles. So something with your psychic abilities is also a practice, and it doesn't always come very easily because we do have sometimes blocks or other things going on up here, I say.
Good point. Did you want to say something, Roz?
I just feel like, you know, when you're trying to sort of explain this, when people are seeking to experience it, I always feel that when I am in my higher consciousness, when I'm in that space where I am one, I am connected, but I'm definitely up there in a frequency that's completely different. Acknowledge that to yourself in a way, instead of striving I think a lot of people strive, you know, they will, well, why isn't it happening? Well, you know, I can't feel that. It's almost about like not trying to feel it. Just allow yourself to sort of, I think of it like expansion. You're expanding, you know, what you're working with, and you're sort of what everyday consciousness or your, you know, desire and your intention to do good works, but allow it to expand where you're not trying to define it. Because I think we get stuck in the words. We get stuck in the semantics of everything. Like, you know, oh, well, we need to elevate our frequency. Well, yeah, but we need to feel. We just need to feel ourselves go into that other place. And you'll know. I mean, you'll definitely know when you're there. I was like you when you were talking about the medium thing. When I suddenly realized, okay, you know, like I'm sitting here at my chair working with this person and you know, sending the intention of helping, healing, bringing them whatever information they need. But my higher consciousness is up here seeing an all expansions and all frequencies. So it's, I think we have to be pretty careful without limiting ourselves, you know, without creating and without allowing people to think that, you know, it's these separate little boxes. It's all encompassing when you're at that point.
As humans, we get caught up in all of that, right? We get caught up in all that, how it's supposed to look, and it didn't look that way for her. Her way looked totally different than mine, and it should be that way too. So we get caught up in all that.
That's what I like to always say. You know, that's how it is for me, but that's not necessarily how it's going to be for you, because otherwise you're waiting for something specific to happen that may not happen for you and missing what is happening for you.
It's interesting because I feel like this time that we're in right now, people are so mired down in everything that's going on daily, you know, because we've had, what, a year, and heading into, you know, 2021 with expectation of seeing improvement and things changing and all that. But at the same time, I mean, we have to allow ourselves to just experience whatever is happening and flow with that and connect on these multiple levels so that our higher consciousness is doing its adjustment and its work, really. It's expansion into these multiple dimensions that are opening. It's a really fascinating time. It really is.
I checked in with the angels again on several things last night and this morning, and they still say we are definitely headed towards enlightenment and that in the near future, well, one thing they're adamant about will be living more in harmony with planet Earth, which makes me feel very happy. I think that's
too
huge.
I certainly hope so.
They're not so sure about us living in harmony with one another in the near future. Eventually, yes, but not in the near future. So that makes me sad because every day I check in with that one, hoping that I'll hear something different, but darn it, not yet. But they did say initially there'd be 4 to 5 months of discord into 2021. So,
Yeah.
But that's why when I do the work that I do, and I do it at night a lot, like Roz, when I wake up, and I've been sleeping really good, but I get these periods of lucidness where I am awake and I know what I'm doing. And then like Roz, I'm out of my body and I'm out in the world and I'm traveling and I'm shining this light, and I'm just really focusing on all of us coming together. And so that's part of a lot of the work that I do during the night.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We have to be willing to accept the fact that, you know, we we came here to do this. I don't have any doubt that I'm here on a mission. And specifically, you know, need to be focused on the accomplishment of that purpose. Mm-hmm. So.
Absolutely.
And we're not going back until we accomplish it.
We don't get out of this job.
That kind of is a good segue into, Terri Ann and I were talking this morning. We're like, with everything that's happened this week here in the United States, we just feel like it'd be a good time to do another meditation with all of you. And even if you're watching this later, just join in on us with this. We want to do a meditation for peace and calming. And Terri Ann said that she would lead that for us, and we can do that now.
Okay. Yeah, I went into meditation after I talked to you, and I found some really good information from my higher self and my angels and guides that needed to be said. So we can start that. So if you're ready, just close your eyes. And as we join together, take a couple of deep breaths inward, and then just let it exhale out. Just focus inward as that breath goes in and out and up and down. As I begin to set a sacred container of light around all of us today and all of us listening later on any replay, and the collective energy in the United States and the world today, I ask that you see this sacred container of light around you, knowing that you are a divine being of light. See this sacred container of light begin to spread out to your family and to your friends, to your community, to your state, to your country, to Gaia, and to the universe. And as you take another deep breath in, I want you to fall into your heart space. Just feel each breath and the divine within you. And remembering you are a divine light being that plays an intricate role, an intricate piece in humanity. As you bring peace, love, and hope into your heart space, and as you speak silently your intention to the universe, I ask that your request be heard, knowing that you are divinely guided and protected. And we are all divinely guided and protective at all times. As you begin to take this pathway to peace within your heart, knowing that all things will become right, and just let your worries go as you just focus on the blessings around you. Begin to visualize seeing us all together and a declaration for peace as all of us move forward through these difficult times. Let us have the faith that the divine is working to protect, heal, and release through the next phases, knowing that everything is working out for our highest and best. Bring peace to your hearts and those who are showing hatred and the misguided now, also bring peace to them. Shine your light on them, letting them feel true, immense love and peace. Now is a time for us to join together in unity, forming a global circle of togetherness. Begin to envision the world coming together as one. Community, togetherness, and hope. Peace and serenity for all. And as you envision the world coming together, remember to trust and have faith that there is discord among us now, but it will show us the way to the light, lifting each of us so that we can lift each other. Our world is hurting and broken, so I ask that you bring peace to their hearts as well, Anyone that is hurting and broken, we ask that you bring peace to their hearts now. Thank you. Pray for peace. Pray for presence. Pray for unity. And pray for hope. And as you anchor your energy in the earth, with these strong roots growing out of your root chakra now, spreading that energy, that peace to Gaia. Imagine as you're anchoring your energy into earth that the light is spreading out to the world. And see that divine light of source within you as we join together in peace, knowing going forward, peace is the way within us for each of us to live. And as we create that new energy of the divine within each of us, living from a heart-centered space, we create a unity of peace and love and serenity now. So just take a few moments to let that energy from you expand and grow and expand and grow that peace and love out from your heart and your body, your mind and your soul. And remember to live from a heart-centered place. So take a deep breath in. And now, and so it is.
So it is.
So it is.
Nice shift.
Yeah, it really felt good.
I know that there's a big groups all across the planet doing this right now here in the country, people out of the country doing this for our country. The group that I have my professional insurance through has been organizing all kinds of prayer, meditation, group things like this on a much bigger scale. So if you want to join something like that, you could do a search online and be a part of some really big prayer circles and meditations about peace, calm. We need everything we can get right now, you know, just to get through this without any more people getting hurt and killed. Thank you for listening to the Sedona Soul Sisters Show. If you'd like more information about the Sedona Soul Sisters and their services, visit their website at SedonaSoulSisters.com. Subscribe to our show here so you don't miss a thing. All of us at Sedona Soul Sisters hope you have an enlightening week.